Today is January the 19th, 2023. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. You know me as Joe. And in today's news, we have some Age of Wonders, what's going on with the Midnight Suns, and somebody made over $100,000 in an MMO game. But today, we start with BlueNews.com. And there's now a law firm that is advertising, or that is investigating, false advertising within Diablo Immortal. Now, I'm going to read what is here in front of me. Magalizio and Ruthed LLP is currently involved in the Diablo Immortal false advertising investigation for Activision Blizzard's false advertisement of the effect of a purchasable in-game item in Diablo Immortal, the Blessing of the Worthy item gem, purchasable in bundles that could cost over $100, changes the description of its effect in vastly different and detrimental ways as the gem is leveled up. At level 2, the item description that the player has a chance to deal damage equal to their maximum health is changed at level 3 to state that the player has a chance to deal damage equal to their current health. This means that, rather than dealing a fixed amount of damage equal to one's maximum health, the amount of damage that could be dealt instead of changes within the player's current health and is therefore less than previously understood, since the effect is only triggered when the player takes damage. Rather than offer refunds or some form of compensation, Blizzard has instead responded to the Blizzard community by stating that they will change the item's text description to reflect the actual effect at level 3. This practice essentially amounts to a bait and switch, since a purchasable item was advertised with one effect, the players wanted to end up with something completely different. But that is not all of Blizzard's woes. Kotaku.com did state that the pro Overwatch teams reportedly want a legal fight against Activision over the money that was made, not just in Overwatch, but in Overwatch 2. So, this is essentially a funding account that is going on right now, and it is also based on a report from Jacob Wolf. Now, what he is saying is some of the goals for the teams is to receive some economic relief after the team spent somewhere between $7.5 to $10 million in franchise payments over the six-year period of Overwatch League. Now, the 12 franchises who did sign on with the Overwatch League signed on to pay $20 million when they were expecting that money would be going from $27 to $35 million in the second season. So, the teams are going to a British court to see what they can get out of Activision. Because right now, the teams are fearing that they could see cuts in personnel. And right now, Kotaku did reach out to Blizzard for a response, and there was no response yet. But things could be coming to a head. Now, maybe there's some other woes coming to some other people, because at GamesRadar.com, a RuneScape player claims to have made over $100,000 in a real-world trading market. So essentially, he's taken a lot of items, which got him about 4 billion gold, and what the Twitter user Lyrn, L-Y-R-N, did show was how he had made that money and basically duped the system. So, yeah, that did happen. Now, the makers of RuneScape did put up a patch and then banned Lyrn for making that much and really exposing the holes within the game to make that much. So, yes, that did happen. We'll have more info on that there during the weekly show. Now, we're going to get to the good stuff, but we got one more bad thing to get through, and that is Ubisoft did confirm that Project Q was a part of the chopping block. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and this tweet from Ubisoft came last year, April 23rd from last year. Quote, "So we heard you heard. Introducing codename Project Q, a team battle arena letting players truly own the experience. The game is in early development, and we will keep testing. So for now, all you can do is register for coming tests." Well, that game never happened. So that statement went to Eurogamer, and that was that for the game. So why was it cut? Well, budget, I would assume. But we shall see what happens. That was an update from last week's show. The Monday show. One of the few Monday shows that we've ever done. Now we go to some good stuff. We'll start with DualShockers, and PlayStation VR 2 titles have expanded. Sony announced 13 more titles going to PlayStation VR 2, so it's 11 plus 13, they got 24 now, and this thing is getting huge, like I thought that it should be. So the console will have more than 30 games at or just after launch. So we shall see, indeed see what happens, because I know you people, you do like your VR, don't you? Yes, you do. And you will be getting that PlayStation VR because of all of the VR games coming out. Pro Era for NFL, No Man's Sky in VR, Resident Evil Village for VR, What the Bat? Interesting. And a bunch of other games and stuff. So, hey, we'll see what goes on. Yes, we will. Something that's very interesting to me, and playing the Midnight Suns, the way that ended did give some ideas that either a new game would come out, or they had plans for a new game to come out, or at least send you on a cliffhanger, or more DLC would come out with the game itself. Now, this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and they are saying that Deadpool comes very, very soon. Basically, in 7 days, Deadpool will come to the mission board and Marvel's Midnight Sun. So if you have the season pass, you would be able to get Deadpool for free. He would be unlocked in the Spider-Man's mission. That's after you complete that. So yeah, but you gotta pay for it. And there are some other characters that are coming too, apparently ending with Storm. Boy, they'll get Venom on their side, Morbius. It'll be very, very, very interesting. Another good thing, coming in March, as what we've known, PGA Tour has plans on releasing then, and they have released the names of all the courses. I'm not going to name them all, but here are some important ones. Maybe like Bay Hill, TPC Sawgrass. You might have heard of them. TPC Boston, Pebble Beach, Augusta National. Yeah, you know that's coming. Torrey Pines, all in PGA. EA Sports is still rolling. We end today with an article from IGN, and they are saying that Age of Wonders 4 has been announced and will arrive this spring. So, what could actually happen? Well, the launch date is set for May 2nd, 2023. It will be on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Now, this is an RPG game with turn-based combat, which I do like my turn-based combat. But I also like the live-action combat, too. So that's why, you know, Final Fantasy VII and all that stuff. So, anyway, now the co-founder of Age of Triumph, Lennart Says, did say, quote, "For 25 years now, Triumph has been exploring new places to take our original fantasy strategy series, and the fans who have taken the journey with us have made it a rewarding endeavor. Even after all this time, we're still adding amazing new ideas to Age of Wonders. And whether you've been playing since the beginning or are ready to visit our worlds for the first time, you're about to experience something special." IGN maybe agrees with it, but maybe. They give it a 7 out of 10. So hey, that's up to you. Not up to us. We are Group Quest. Find us at Group Quest on Twitter and at thegroupquest.com. And you can find us all at Dawn Forge on Twitter. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. I think it's time for me to go play some games, so you do so too, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.